Well, the oil spill is beginning to have a larger impact on agriculture in the Gulf Coast as crop farmers along the Mississippi and Alabama coastlines are hoping their fields stay unharmed with the oil in the Gulf of Mexico continuing to move closer to shore. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says normal wind patterns this time of year are not in their favor.
This time of year, prevailing winds across much of the Gulf of Mexico are from the south. We are expecting a couple of weak frontal passages in the next couple of weeks. We'll see a very brief turn with winds coming gently out of the north. But again, the true prevailing wind direction, frankly, for much of the rest of the summer, will generally be from the south to southeast most of the time. And of course, that will tend to push the oil closer to the coast.
And unfortunately, Louisiana has already felt the impact of the spill, as Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation's Director of Public Relations, Mike Dana, says some commercial fishermen in the state have reported losses of $2,000 to $5,000 a day. The Obama administration has declared a commercial fisheries failure for Louisiana, allowing shrimpers, oystermen, and other fishermen to get federal financial assistance. But things aren't much better for ranchers in coastal Louisiana, as according to Robert Joyner, Louisiana Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President, ranchers are being forced to move their herds inland due to drying marsh grass, which is toxic for livestock to consume. But even aside from normal wind patterns, the biggest concern for agriculture in the Gulf region may be yet to come, with a threat of potential damage from a tropical storm surge this summer. The Atlantic hurricane season opened Tuesday, June 1st, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is calling for 14 to 23 storms this year, including up to 7 major hurricanes. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.